It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
It is going to be a celebratory week as we celebrate America, but it's also going to be a hot week. And to talk about it, we have Chief Meteorologist at WKBW, Aaron Mentkowski. Aaron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Beamer. Glad to be back. How have you been?
Oh, I can't complain. See, I love the heat. I love this weather. I'm still defrosting from, you know, the 8 months before. But for some people, I heard Susan and Brian this morning. They're not. Where do you stand on the heat, Aaron?
100% with you.
Yes.
I love it. As soon as you and I get off the phone, I'm going outside. I'm going to do a little yard work, and then I still take my run. I know it's hot, but I put on the sunblock. I've got my little water bottle, and I just love to sweat. I'd rather do that than shiver. So I am right with Team Beamer on this one.
Well, speaking of that heat, Aaron, what are we looking at today, tomorrow, and these next few days when it comes to the heat?
Okay, so today we're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. We have partly to mostly sunny skies, some high thin clouds passing by, and you can see some fair weather cumulus clouds kind of developing across the area. Tonight, the heat, well, it'll be warm and humid. So you're going to start to feel the humidity really increase tonight. Lows only near 70 degrees, and we'll have a couple of showers popping up toward tomorrow morning. So we'll have a chance for a shower, thunder shower for the first part of the day on Tuesday. Tuesday, we're up near 90 degrees. The heat index will be in that 95 to 100 degree range. And then Wednesday and Thursday, highs will be in the low 90s. Heat index anywhere from 95 to 100 to 105 in some spots.
When you say some early morning rain, you talking drive time? When will we be seeing those rain showers?
Yeah, after around 7 a.m., so maybe the second half of the morning commute, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and then marginal risk for some severe storms. So some could bring, you know, brief downpour and some gusty winds as they pass through the area. They're moving along a warm front that's really going to usher in that humid air mass that's going to be with us and making headlines across the area, really from tonight and tomorrow through Friday. And then even this weekend, we're still in the mid-80s. It's going to be warm. It's going to be muggy. We have that warm, humid pattern that's going to be in place, and we're not shaking it anytime soon.
Now, you said tonight, you know, we're not getting out of the 70s. Is that the case all week? It's going to be hot no matter what time you step outside?
Yeah, and that's the issue. You know, there's not really any relief from the heat. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow night, 75. Wednesday night, Thursday night, more of the same. You're talking hazy, hot, and humid conditions with afternoon highs in the low 90s where it'll feel like it's close to 100. And then the overnight lows will be in the low to mid 70s. So, you know, I'd imagine some cooling centers will be open. You could find some relief in some of the, you know, neighborhood pools, hopefully. Lake Erie is at 67 degrees. So you want to be careful if you were to jump in the lake. It's quite a shock to go from, you know, say close to 90. Actually, Lake Erie, just checking right now, jumped to 69 degrees. So it's close to 70, but still, you know, that's quite a shock to the system when you see that 20-degree swing right there. But that lake temp will really increase as the week moves along, especially, like I mentioned, with overnight lows in the 70s.
Aaron, I'm sorry to get distracted. So you said the lake is around 69. Is that quick? Like, it was just frozen a few months ago. Is it hotter than it usually is at this point in the season?
Now, this morning it was 67, which is normal for June 29th, and today it went to 69. So it's slightly above normal. The record for this date, 75, so nowhere near that. So, but as the week moves along, Lake Erie is definitely going to get into the 70s, and we'll see that lake temp well above normal by the end of next week. So, by Friday. If we're talking next Monday, we're probably talking about the lake in the mid-70s.
I'll tell you, you talked about cooling off in the pool. Nothing better than going for a few miles, you know, running a few miles and then jumping right in the pool.
Exactly. I don't have the pool, but I'm going to do the miles. And, you know, but I'm with you. There is nothing better than that, you know, and you just – on a day like today, you and I have been waiting all year for something like this, and we finally have it this week. It's going to be hot, it's going to be humid, I'm all in. I know a lot of people, though, would like to find relief from the heat. You know, you could go to the mall or the library, they're always air conditioned, so there's some spots you can head to.
Yeah, yesterday I had the grill going. I was outside. I didn't want to go in. I was like, let's eat outside. But my wife's the complete opposite. She's like, oh, it's too hot. We got to go inside. heading to the weekend, obviously, a lot of people off on Friday, Aaron. You got the 4th on Saturday. What's the holiday forecast look like?
So Friday, upper 80s still hot, still humid, maybe an isolated shower storm in the afternoon. We get to the weekend a little more unsettled. So we're looking at highs in the mid-80s for both Saturday and Sunday. But Saturday for the 4th, there is the chance for some scattered showers and storms, especially in the afternoon, as it's just going to be hot and humid. And the pattern's going to change just a bit. So we'll be in the mid-80s, so slightly cooler, but still humidity levels will be up there. And you're talking about a 30 to 40% chance for that shower or storm. More of a typical summer pattern. So I know a lot of us have plans to celebrate Independence Day. And, you know, you'll just have to kind of check the app and make sure, you know, any storms that pop up, if they're going to be in your location, let them clear out. So if you can hear thunder, lightning is definitely close by.
So not a washout. There will be times of that you can be outside.
Oh, definitely. Not a washout by any means. But, we get that this time of year where you'll be, you know, outside like you doing the grilling. And then you're like, oh, wow, this sky's looking rather ominous. We're starting to see the clouds build and, you know, maybe a warning goes off and that storm passes through. And then you're good again after that.
All right, Aaron. So I got to ask you, what's the best day to go see?
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The duck.
Oh, what's that? Oh, quack. The duck. I'm like, quack. Did I hang up on you? That's quack. Hilarious. I would say Friday, maybe, mid-80s, a slight chance for a shower there, so maybe Friday. I think all 3 days, you know, it'll be fine, and if it were to rain, just duck in someplace and get a bite to eat and then go back out.
When the duck was here 10 years ago, I made fun of it. I thought it was the dumbest thing. But now, you know, I have a 3-year-old, so I guess I'm going to see the duck this time around.
Yes. You definitely, one of the many things you change your views on after you have children. So, yeah, now you'll be down there with the duck and you'll be taking pictures and that might even make your Christmas card. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would not doubt it. I might have to go put like an AI Christmas hat on the duck just to make it in season. Aaron, you know, talking about this heat and, you know, a lot of places are doing fireworks. I mean, a lot of people have fireworks throughout the week. Is there any... Is it going to be too dry with this heat that fireworks could turn into something worse?
There's always that concern. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty dry for the next several days, and it's going to be obviously very hot. So there could be that concern. It's pretty, not really dealing with any of those sort of issues right now, but that's something we talked about this morning. Just, you know, you head toward the 4th after a hot week, and, you know, you're lighting stuff off, and, you know, there's the chance there that it could cause some issues. You don't want to light off fireworks in a crowded neighborhood and light your neighbor's house on fire. And as the week moves along, things are going to dry out. So it's something that you want to be cognizant of.
Now, I was surprised. We're you know, it's a hot week, but from what I saw, we're not really flirting with any records. Am I right?
We're flirting with the record for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be about, right now, the records are 93 and 94, respectively, for the 1st and the 2nd. And we're going to be forecast high of 91 and 92 for those days. So just below record warmth for Wednesday and Thursday, but still quite hot, obviously. And you factor in the humidity, it's going to be very uncomfortable. You're looking at real field temperatures and the heat index close to 100 degrees. Matter of fact, while we were talking right here, a heat advisory just came out. So I'll get you updated live right now because this just happened. Heat advisory in effect from noon to 8 p.m. on Tuesday for Niagara and Orleans counties, and an extreme heat watch in effect from Wednesday afternoon through Friday evening. So the heat index tomorrow in those areas expected to be near 100. Extreme heat watch, we could see heat index of 110 and that is for Niagara, Orleans, also Northern Erie, and Genesee counties. So that came out at 1:14 while we were talking, and so there we go. Heat advisory posted for tomorrow, an extreme heat watch in effect from Wednesday through Friday. That's something you don't see too often here in Western New York, where it feels like it could be around 110 degrees. So really can't emphasize enough, if you have to work outside, just be careful. You have your kids going to camps and they're outside. Make sure that they have plenty of water or electrolyte water, so they're taken care of. You're really, with the extreme heat and humidity, significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses. So just be careful over the next few days.
Aaron, do you use the electric light packets before or after a run, or both?
Both. I love them. I have them, and I'm a huge fan of those. So yeah, I put the electrolyte packet in my water. It actually, because you can drink water and kind of gets, I don't know, it gets old. So
I get bloated if I drink too much water too fast.
Yeah, and you're like, anything but water. And then you put the electrolyte pack, and you're like, yeah, it's kind of a treat. And yeah. I mean, really, with like kind of the stuff I do, like you're not just sweating out water. You've got all the salts that you're losing. And so it's very important to replenish those. So, and the only reason I know that is because I learned from experience of, dealing with a heat-related illness.
my final question, Aaron, and this might sound like a dumb question, but this is me nerding out like I usually do. Is there a reason certain places get hotter than others when we're talking about, this region? I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about us in the equator, but when you talk around Western New York, you do see a 5 or 6 degree difference. Is there a hotter place than another in the region for a reason?
Yeah, so Niagara and Orleans counties will see, they do have the heat advisory in effect, and those counties tend to be a little bit warmer. And then you go further inland to say like Livingston County and over toward Monroe County, those areas tend to be a little bit warmer as well. Lake Erie acts like a giant air conditioner for, downtown Buffalo and down across the ski country where, it's the higher elevations, you're a little bit cooler there as well. But you have the escarpment up in Niagara County and Orleans County, and, it's a little more flat and you see temperatures that are a little bit warmer. You don't get the influence of Lake Erie as much there. And Lake Ontario, you'd need a pretty impressive onshore breeze, and we're not really going to see that. So there'll be a little relief along the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario shorelines, but Niagara County and Orleans counties, you folks tend to see the hotter temperatures when we deal with a situation like we're going to see right now.
Water, 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 and electric light pack, as Aaron said. Aaron, have a great run, and I really appreciate you taking some time to join me. I miss talking to you every morning.
Oh, and I miss you as well, and I'm glad everything's going well. Enjoy going to see the duck. And again, like while we were talking live, the heat advisory came out, and that's for all of Western New York from noon to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. South of Buffalo, it'll feel like it's in the mid-90s. Buffalo northward, 95 to 100. And then the extreme heat watch posted for Wednesday through Friday for Northern Erie, which includes Buffalo, Niagara, Orleans, and Genesee counties, where the heat index could hit 110 degrees. So that is extreme heat for our area.
It sure is. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much. Talk soon.
All right, take care. Yep, bye-bye.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.